Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 22nd of February 2018, and this is the 752nd Moll Out Loud podcast. I've decided to come somewhere else to do a bit of writing. It's such a beautiful day, and I have this new steed. And so I've come into South Hobart and cycled along the South Hobart rivulet track and into the Cascades Gardens. They're really very beautiful gardens, and they're just beneath an old brewery, which is quite an interesting building in itself. And I'm underneath a linden tree, but actually I think it's a plane tree. It's huge, has a fantastic canopy. And yes, I've just brought some writing to do here and a little treat of some blackberries. And I really want to do a bit more of this sort of experimenting with different places to work. I think at some point I'll be able to cycle to the university, but there are no cycleways, and so I'm really wanting to find my feet or find my pedals on off-road routes as much as possible, or roads without too much traffic. So this was a perfect place to come. So now I'm just going to sit down and do a bit of writing, and I will pick this up a bit later. It's now late afternoon and it's still beautifully blue outside. I've just come in from sitting with some work on my lap and drinking tea from my mother's teapot, and it was exquisite, except there were a lot of mosquitoes, and I've been bitten several times, even though every inch of my body is covered with cloth. They seem to be able to penetrate quite a few layers, and so I decided I'd better come inside and protect myself from more, or else be awake half the night itching. I'm now preparing for the Writer's Cave tonight. This is my second one this week, and it feels fantastic to be able to do two this week, and sort of spaced with a day in the middle so that I don't feel as if I'm overdoing it with my arm. And because I cleaned up so well on Tuesday, I'm not in a kind of tiz trying to get the place tidy enough for company. I do love this writing in company. It feels to me as if it really gets me moving, gets me motivated in a way that I find very difficult on my own. I do it, but it's always, always a struggle. And sometimes I don't really do it. And I just don't faff when there's somebody else about. And I think it's also the fact that we're both working on long projects. We're both working on novels. So we require the concentration of a few hours, because both of us have written in the company of people who are writing other things, other types of things, screenplays or short stories or poems, and there's a completely different feel in the space. So it's good to be writing something that is similar. I guess someone writing a thesis would be would also be in that space. Well, having been in that space myself, I know that that's a similar space. You just really need to bow down and put your whole attention into it. So it's been a good week for writing. Tuesday night, which was a really productive evening for both me and the other person who came, and then a bit of free writing yesterday, and today some more concentrated writing. So it will be a good week for me. I do hope that whatever you're doing, whatever you're working on, whatever creative endeavor you're involved in, that you can feel totally involved in it today. Probably not all day, given that most people have other things that they need to do. But in the time that you do have for whatever project that it is, that you can really, really lose yourself in it. And if you don't have the energy at the moment or the possibility of working on that project, or don't have a project, I hope you can find some stillness in whatever it is that you're doing. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.